From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Monday the United States supports Egypt's fight against the Islamic State group, but reiterated that it advocated for free and fair elections in the Arab country.
So the U.S. is always going to advocate for an electoral process that respects the rights of its citizens to make the choices the citizens want to make.
Tillerson also said Washington remained committed to achieving a lasting peace between Israel and the Palestinians, despite President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. President Donald Trump unveiled a long-awaited infrastructure plan Monday that asks the U.S. Congress to authorize $200 billion over 10 years to stimulate $1.5 trillion in improvements paid for by states, localities, and private investors.
This morning, I submitted legislative principles to Congress that will spur the biggest and boldest infrastructure investment in American history.
The plan, which administration officials acknowledge faces a tough path forward, would help reshape how the federal government funds roads, bridges, highways, and other infrastructure projects. If it comes through to fruition, many Americans could face higher local taxes, fees, and tolls. Leaders of South Africa's ruling African National Congress met Monday to demand President Jacob Zuma's resignation after more than a week of unsuccessful negotiations. The coalition of opposition parties announced they are seeking a move up of a planned no-confidence vote in parliament, the ninth such vote Zuma has faced. Previous votes have failed because Zuma enjoyed a support in the ruling party, which he has now lost. This is VOA News. Opposition leader Mikhail Saakashvili was deported from Ukraine to Poland Monday. On Facebook, a spokesman for Ukraine's Border Guard Security Agency said the use of force to counter Saakashvili's supporters at the Kiev airport were used. He confirmed the deportation of the former Georgian president turned Ukrainian opposition leader, citing rulings by Ukrainian courts that said Saakashvili was staying in the country illegally. Saakashvili called the move a kidnapping. Emergency personnel continued the search for bodies and clues following a fatal Russian plane crash Sunday that killed 71. Scarlett Vitanovich has more.
Investigators say they are looking at all possible reasons for the crash, opening a criminal case into the incident. They say possible causes include weather conditions, human error, and the plane's technical condition. Experts are now analyzing a flight recorder recovered in the wreckage, as well as plane fragments. The plane, manufactured in 2010, had been carrying 65 passengers and 6 crew. The passenger list showed many young people were on board, including a 5-year-old girl.
That was Scarlett Vitanovich reporting. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban confirmed Monday its deputy chief was among several militants killed in a February 8th U.S. drone strike in the Gorwek area of North Waziristan. Jeff Custer has that story.
Khan Saeed Sajna was believed to be sheltering in Khost and had ties to the Haqqani network, accused of staging high-profile terrorist attacks against local and U.S.-led forces in Afghanistan. Sajna was wanted by Washington for his role in terrorist attacks against U.S. citizens. Pakistani authorities also wanted him for planning major terrorist attacks in the country and orchestrating a 2012 jailbreak that freed about 400 inmates. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United Nations is embarking on a year-long campaign to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights by the UN General Assembly. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The Universal Declaration of Human Rights was drafted in Paris in 1948. The declaration was designed to prevent the repetition of the horrific human rights violations that were committed during World War II. The common thread in the Universal Declaration is that of anti-discrimination, the belief that everyone is equal and everyone has the same rights. Human rights advocates believe in the Universal Declaration's resilience, but they acknowledge this essential document will be challenged in the years ahead. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Canada won the team figure skating competition at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics Monday. The Olympic athletes from Russia earned the silver and the U.S. the bronze. And men's mogul Michael Kinsbury from Canada took home the gold. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.